Tem um nadador lá, Pedro.
Ah.
Você é uma...
Ah. Amém. Ah. Bom dia, Pedro. Vaishnava in general, they are fully dependent on the will of Krishna. So, sometimes they will find difference in their activity. And we go to put valuation according to that. But that is not always true. Because the underlying principle is this, that whoever is chosen for a particular service by the Lord, and the Lord wants to do whatever thing through him, that is done. So his selection, sometimes selection comes to A, sometimes to B, sometimes to C. So, there is a standpoint of looking at them. They are at the disposal of the infinite will, and the infinite will, according to his sweet will, how he likes to utilize whom, in what purpose that becomes successful. That is the absolute consideration. But still we cannot but connect the success with the medium. There is also some value in that. But still we should think about the background, that the divine will, the highest will, that is working through us. Through us. So we should not extremely allow us to think according to one's activity to judge them. That is also standard. Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj, he did not preach, but his disciple, our Prabhupada, preached in a great magnitude. Loknath Goswami, he did not preach at all. His only disciple, Narottam Prabhu, his preaching is most extensive, we find. So, not only with the amount of work that is shown outside, a Vaishnava should be judged. They are at their disposal. His disposal of the divine will. For whatever service he makes his choice to a particular person, particular servitor, and he can do it. Vadadhar Pandit was a very innocent type. Nityananda preached throughout the length and the breadth with great force. That Gadadhar Pandit, who is told to be the Radharani Bhava incarnate, but not pushing, not doing any tangible service in the Leela of Mahaprabhu, but her affinity towards Mahaprabhu exceeds that of all. So, not by the magnitude of the external activity we shall go to judge the position of a Vaishnava, always. Still, that the service we can't ignore, that is a noble thing, a great thing. But ultimately, the keys and the hand of the Lord. যাকে যই সে না চায় সে তৈ সে করে নিত্য। এবেলা ঈশ্বর কৃষ্ণ আর সব ভৃত্য, যারে যই সে না চায় সে তৈ সে করে নিত্য। হিজ আর দি রুট অফ এভরিথিং অ্যান্ড হোয়াট এভার হি উইলস ইট ইজ সাকসেসফুল। হি ওয়ান্টস টু ড্যান্স অ্যান্ড এ পার্টিকুলার ম্যান ইন এ পার্টিকুলার ওয়ে, পার্টিকুলার সার্ভিসার ইন এ পার্টিকুলার ওয়ে, অ্যান্ড হি সাকসেসফুলি ড্যান্স ইস লাইক দ্যাট। পাওয়ারফুল আর দি কিং হিজ ড্যান্স স্পেসিফিক my general, universal and specific meanings. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. In that case, we can save ourselves from prasistha. The thirst after name and fame, but everything in his hand, if we are fully conscious of the fact, then we cannot feel any pride, that everything in his hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol.
সনাতন পণ্ডিত মহাশয় প্রথম পণ্ডিত বিদ্যানীতি মহাশয় দেখে মিসআন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড করে ফেলেছিল।
We have to take it that it is for our to teach lesson to us, not it was not for him to show to us that we may misread. To save us from misreading. Loka Shikha, Hare Krishna. Then he thought that I have committed Vishnava Varad, committed offense. How to get relief of Hari? I thought ill of him. Now what's the remedy of that offense? So he thought out in his mind and expressed it to Mukunda that I have committed offense against this great Mahatma. How to get out of that? I have something in my mind. Those that come to this line, they generally take, they have to accept some precepts formally. But I am not yet initiated. Not yet I have taken initiation from any Vaishnava. So if I take initiation from him, then of course, he cannot but forgive me and my offenses. He won't take any offense from me. If I surrender to his holy feet, then only I can get released. But I have to consult my master for the same once. My master is Gauranga, Vishambha. I have to consult with him. So he came to consult. Before that, Mahaprabhu one day suddenly was crying, taking the name of Pundarik. Baha Pundarik, my father, Pundarik, where you are? You don't look after me, my father. Suddenly, ordinary people can't understand. Who is that Pundarik? For whom he is wailing so much? My Pandit, wailing for Pundarik, Pundarik. Who is that Pundarik? Within few days that Pundarik came from Chittagong to his Navadvip house. And Mukunda Datta, he was his villager, poor villager. So he knew that. And when the inquiry came, Mukunda Datta answered, the Pundarik is such and such. He's a small, he has got a small state, well-to-do man, and he is a devotee. He is a Grihastha. And Sarup Damodar also knew him from earlier days, their friends. Then Gadadhar Pandit came to ask to Mahaprabhu there. And then such things have happened. And I committed some offense against that great Vaishnava Pandurik Vidyanidhi. And I like for the necessity of my spiritual good to take initiation from him. But without consulting you and your consent, I can't do anything. I put it before you what to do. Mahaprabhu welcomed. Yes, it's very good. You must take. Your guru is he. You must take. And we are told that Pundarik Vidyanidhi was the father of Radharani. Vishwanu, his incarnation was Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And so Radharas Gurudev, in any way, Gadadhar took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He took. And Mukunda Datta arranged. And Mahaprabhu was very much pleased with that. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. It's peculiar. It's peculiar. And it was such that he used to see Ganga Devi at night, because he could not tolerate when in daytime so many persons they merge in Ganga. And there, they rubs their head and they're sometimes fighting all these things, polluting the pure Ganges water. They are committing offense against Ganga Devi. He could not tolerate that. So at daytime he did not went to the banks of Ganga, but only at night, and he took some water and put on his head. Our Guru Maharaj also followed the same ideal in the case of Radha Kunda. Many were seen to dive deep into the water of Radha Kunda. And sometimes swimming, taking bath, all these things. But he did not allow us to do so. We, as he did, took some water and put on our head without touching Radha Kunda by feet. That was, we have seen
him.
Our Gurudev, our Guru Maharaj, he did not like that anyone will dive take bath in Radha Kunda. The Radha Kunda water only to be taken from our head. And when he was explaining scriptures in Radha Kunda, on the banks, the common bank, Sampunda and Radha Kunda, there his explanation of the scriptures was arranged. But there he did not explain the higher ecstatic description of Radharani or Krishna, but only Buddhisamita of Rupa Goswami. Always his tendency was to that. The higher revolution will come automatically. Our business will be to give attention to the lower cause. Savan kirtana jale kalaye secha mipoji abas. What are it? What are
nourishment?
Or nourishment. What are it? By savan kirtana. And automatically the kripa will grow. You must not be eager, very eager to examine whether it is growing or not growing. It will grow. Keep confidence in Guru Shastra. And when it will grow, you will be able to know it. You can't remain undisturbed, silent. It is not an abstract thing, it is a reality, concrete reality. So it will inform you sufficiently that that has come to visit you. But do your duty, do the duty of the service. Service, the result will automatically come. So upadesamata and ordinary devotion, mind your own lesson. Own lesson. Don't allow the conceit to come within your heart that you are a student of the higher class. Higher class. Not very much alertness for that. You do your humble duty and see that that is done without any defect. Karmunyevadhitarasti mahaphalishukadasam. You concentrate whole of your energy only to do your duty where you are. And the result is in his hand. And when the result will come to you, the result will inquire after you to inform you that you have passed the examination. Your duty is to engage yourself in the study, and not only the curiosity in inquiring whether you have passed the examination or not. The result will come of its own accord to you, but you go on with your duty. Be a good student, not only result monger. That should be your ideal of life. Mahaphaleshu kadachanu. Karmunni vadhikarasti. Service and not the result. All attention towards the immediate duty. That is the real key to success. Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Ujala Raghavatha, Gaurava Bhange.
Maharaj, I saw Bhushakti Surupini and Lila Shakti Sri Vishnu Priya Devi. Why not Sri Moti? Why only Sri? Any indication? Because Prakriti Vichara or Prakriti Vichara Vapara Chetra? Say you know.
Bhushakti Sadhananta and a boy conscious consideration. Vishnu Priya, Lakshmi Priya, Gaur Narayan, and a Vaikuntha Vichara Antarkata. Tāpare, rather than that is in the conception of Vaikuntha, but Radharani and the others of Goloka, they are also at the bottom. Gaur Narayan and Gaur Krishna. Gaur Narayan, who comes with to preach the name, Nam Mahatma. And Gaur Krishna, he has come Savajana Vivajana Prayajana to taste his own divine love. The twofold avatar and avatari. Hare Krishna. Sri Bhu Leela.
Arakshani, Krishna Uttab ke bole chen, ye Guru ke aman ne dekhe. Guru se amate abhinno, ehi gyan ne Guru ki korbe. Aman dekha, দুই প্রকার একটা বৈষ্ণব মত আর একটা তন্ত্র মত এইটা আমি ঠিক এই জন্য জিজ্ঞেস করেছিলাম আমি ঠিক বলতে পারলাম বৈষ্ণব মতটা তো বলে দিলাম যে তন্ত্র মতে যে জিনিসটা আমি ঠিক বিরাতে পারলাম
জায়গাটা কোনখানে আছে হোয়ার ইট ইজ মেনশন আই ওয়ান্ট টু সি দ্যাট But in generally speaking, it would be something like this. That, see, what do you say? Diksha?
Vaishnava and Tantra.
Vaishnava and Tantra Mot, do you prefer a Diksha?
In the first part, you told already. And the second part is such. And the first part, Krishna told to Uddhava. Long standing understanding and the question. In the ultimate estimation, it is I who can give myself, not else, not anyone. I can only give me to others. And I do it through my agents. So agents are of different types, the different quality. Through them I want to distribute myself. To the disciples, to the regardful persons. And the second part, Tantri Diksha means who has only accepted the aim but not fit. At present he is not fit for acceptance. But the object of his life, that is good, that is acceptable. In that process, Tantra Diksha is imparted. And Vaishnava Diksha Sariva, we find a list, Shraddha, that is hankering. He wants this. Fit or unfit, does not matter. Anywhere, Loya Matra Mulya Nikalam. His earnest desire is such. Then we try to include them. Harinam, Namodikha, Vaishnavodikha, Namodikha. To anyone and everyone, only we can, where we can trust his genuine willingness to get it, the Sukriti. Lolya Matra Mulya Mekalam. That is. And Tantra, similar, but that is provincial. And this is universal. Vaishnava Dikkha is universal. And Tantric Dikkha more or less provincial, to a certain extent. And when he finishes his course, then another installment is going to come. And Tantra, and Tantra is of different kind, Tamasic, Rajasic, Sattvic. Sattvic Tantra, according to Devarshi Narada, we accept that somewhat to help the cause of Vaishnava Dikkha that is universal. And Tantra may be partial, provincial, relating to any province, any group, to suit, to suit their purpose, to help his realization of the object, which may not be universal. That is ordinary tantra. And the Sattvic Tantra comes to help Vaishnava Dikkha. That's also in a provincial area, to a certain extent. And Vaishnava Dikkha proper by name, that is being that has got a special qualification, a special criterion, that he's regard must be for Vishnu, Narayan, Krishna, this department, and of universal character. Even crossing mukti. Generally, Tantric Dikkha leads us to mukti. Krishna mantra haite hai samsar mocham, Krishna naam haite hai pai Krishna charam. So, Tantric Dikkha, that leads us to salvation, to cross the negative aspect of life. But the positive attainment by Vaishnava Dikkha we can hope to get. And Tantric Dikkha may help that general arrangement to a certain extent. Krishna mantra haite hai samsar mocham, Krishna naam haite hai Krishna charam. Samsar mocham and the Krishna charam, seva prapti, is not one and same thing. Vaishnava Dikkha gives us entrance into the positive world. Tantric Dikkha helps us to get out of the negative side. Mayavad, that is, Mayavad is another thing that says that everything is under Maya. And only non-differentiative character, that is the real stage of liberation. Liberation means that knower, known and the knowing seer, sin and seeing comes to one point. Subject, object and the relation between them, when it is resolved in one point, nothing remains. Then bhakti, bhagavan, bhakta, they are this side, the sattva-guna, not crossing the liberation area. All that is considered to be good, sattva-guna, all in this side of within maya, sattva-guna. And with liberation, everything stops, comes to stand still. That is their idea, mayavad means. That is a spiritual zero, susupti, samadhi, cessation of all movement, a static condition, that is the basis of whole creation. And the creation means it is negative, cannot be any positive value.
And ecstasy?
Ecstasy is...
To follow the transcendental.
That is just like sound sleep. Sound sleep, cessation of affliction. Ecstasy has got this value, the cessation of affliction, misery, that is ecstasy. A particular type of exercise. Dhajar Baddi Chupkalli Mishti. The drum beating, when stopped, peaceful silence. That silence is peace, not any positive peace. The negative act. Bhagavan is Maya, his Dham, his Leela, his paraphernalia. Everything is Maya. Coming in whose connection we get out of Maya, he is in Maya itself. That is suicidal argument. One coming in his touch, they can cross the Maya. Mayamitaṁ parantiti, māmi bhuji prabuddhanti mayamitaṁ parantiti. But he himself is Maya, by whose name, by whose grace we can cross the Maya. He is in Maya, a very natural argument. He is in Maya.
You've often described what Nityananda Prabhu's part is in helping us in devotion.
What did you say?
You've described how Nityananda Prabhu helps us in devotional practice. So what is, how does Advaita Prabhu?
I don't follow.
Nityananda Prabhu,
yes.
He helps us in devotion.
Yes.
You have described many times.
Yes.
So what is Advaita Prabhu? What is his help there?
Advaita Prabhu's help is in the Dvaita. Nityananda Prabhu, as Advaita Prabhu lives, Nityananda Prabhu begins. We may think in a general way like that. Advaita Prabhu sometimes explains Yoga Vasishtha, other scriptures, and sometimes he invites Mahaprabhu, can't tolerate the troubles and the pains of the world in this, of the jiva and the misery, can't tolerate, and he tries to connect with with the transcendental, the supernatural. Nityananda Prabhu is above that, and he has, beginning himself is generally from Vaikuntha upward, and Advaita Gurus may have helped maybe to, in general, to Shiva Loka, Bhakta Shiva Loka, Sadashi, Mahavishnu and the Sadashi, one and the same, in from different angle of vision, and the Advaita Guru position is there. Shiva, Mahadev as a devotee. That is the position of Advaita Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu's domain is farther up from Vaikuntha. It can even pass his followers to upward, Goloka. Both sides, as Baladeva in Vrindavan and Nityananda as Navadvip, the two compartments of Goloka. That is only Raga Bhakti, the Deha of Raga Bhakti, spontaneous service, and higher and inner and more valuable service Nityananda Prabhu can give us. Advaita Prabhu invites to Gauranga and connects with the world. And Nityananda can give Gauranga. And what happened, the higher half? Everything is one of Dragon. Advaita Prabhu has sprung up from Nityananda. And they are all coming up from Baladev, Narayana Devi. Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is dedicated power of Baladev, Shankarsan.
Koyabdi
Sai, only the Karanabdi Sai Mahavishnu. Adhya Jasa Jyotra. Koyabdi Sai, any second edition. Koyabdi Sai. Karanabdi Sai, Godbhoda Sai, and Khirodha Sai.
Khirodha Sai.
Omshi.
Angshangshi.
Angshangshi Bhavit is written. And at the bottom of the whole creation, and the next delegation, at the bottom of full one Brahmanda, and the third development at the heart of every jiva. The antarjami, the all-permeating universal existence is one, every jiva, every brahmanda, and the whole creation. Three divisions. Just as commissioner, then DM and SDO. Or Rajyapal, Atarpara Tarandarita Yamantar parts, sub branches, so many. and the district magistrate and so many branches and district in Mahakuma, subdivision. This way, a branch. Branch of the branch, branch of the branch. And then the trunk is there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Maharaj, I am going to say that Pradatto Vastu Anna, Prapto Vastu, that I am going to say that all the Guru ki arpan kuri.
Ki Vastu is that I am going to say?
Mane Prapto Vastu Jakichu Sampo Jibe. সবই স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টারের হাতে দেওয়া উচিত, গুরু সেবা এবং ভগবত সেবার জন্য। যে মুহূর্তে আমরা দীক্ষিত হলাম, আশ্রয় গ্রহণ করলাম, আমাদের নিজের কোনো অভিমানী সুযোগ থাকা উচিত না, যতক্ষণ আছে ততক্ষণই সেটা নিজেকে অপরাধী মনে হচ্ছে। মঠবাসী মন
টু সারেন্ডার, টু সারেন্ডার, ইট ইজ নট এ ডিপ ট্রানজাকশন। The transaction, the idea of transaction should be as much as possible of that type, surrender means. But practically it is not possible or equal in all cases. All cases. So according to their position, they attempt to surrender. Surrender means surrender with their own position, not only that. But he comes to realize that the position is a false position.
Yes.
It is a false position. It does not belong to me. I am not master of anything, even not of myself. So in the lower stage, to surrender means to give everything. Sarvasvam Guru Vedat. Sarvasvam Guru Vedat. To get rid of their unholy connection. Give it to Gurudev, so that it may not disturb you, suggesting you always that you are my master, you are my master, leading you, by misleading you. So think that everything belongs to my Gurudev or belongs to the Lord. And he is the delegation, my Gurudev, his representation, my Gurudev, everything belongs to him. I am not master of anything. That sort of knowledge he should imbibe, and that will be helpful in his spiritual progress in the real sense.
Ki chinta dhara. Oi je ekta je amar kono abhiman ba amar nijosho satantro bolte thakar uchit
noy. Chalo, that is reality. We have to realize the fact. We want the truth and to get out of false notion. And the very process needs it. If diksha is proper, then these are the parts of that divine knowledge, that nothing belongs to me. Not only that, everything belongs to him, even including me. That is the real conception of diksha. The standard diksha is like that. I belong to him, and everything belongs to him. I am his servant. These are the object of his service. This is reality, and we are suffering under non-reality, imaginary world. We are living in a fool's paradise. The fool's paradise that should be done away with, and real paradise we shall try to enter into.
আমাদের মনে দুঃখের কারণে
যে আমরা বুঝেও জ্ঞানপাতির মতো রূপ করছি করতে পারছি না। এই ফ্যামিলি মেম্বার তারা এসে টিকার দেওয়াতে
a little regard of the truth. Nirvinna sarvakarmasu does not relish as previously he did with the paraphernalia. Cannot relish. Nirvinna sarvakarmasu and don't feel encouragement to meet with the duties, to face the duties that are relating to this bhoga, this world of enjoyment, as indifferent, because he had got a certain test of the higher truth. So he has got no charm, indifferent. Sarvakarma, Veda Dukkha Atmakam Kamam Parityagi Panishara. He knows it, that the connection with the present enjoying mood, it brings a painful reaction. Dukkha udar kangst, it has got its reaction. He can realize, but he can't leave it, cut off the connection completely in the stage of sadhana. But still no other alternative, his affinity towards the positive truth, that should be increased more, and gradually dissolve. Affinity for the paraphernalia and the obligation, all will disappear one day. Tibrena bhakti jevena jajato ma sakrit mune. A sakrit, repeatedly, not successful, still he can't get the idea. Again he will attempt, not successful, again he will attempt. Because the reaction he's feeling from outside and the his heart aching, that I am repeatedly defeated by these enemies around me, and the fire is there, and the fire is not to be quenched, it is a spark of eternal truth. So fight will continue, and one day will come when the enemies that surrounded him, they will have to retire once for all. Tibrena bhakti yogena jajatu ma sakrit mune, asakrit mune, asakrit mune, repeatedly attempting. Tibrena bhakti yogena jajatu ma sakrit mune, kama hidajya nashanti sarve mai hidisthiti. One day he will find that I have gradually captured his whole heart, and the others retired forever, not present to trouble him in his mental circle. Hidajya, they are like mushrooms, came out from the mental soil, Hidajya, Nashanti, they have all gone, dead. Hidajya, Nashanti, Sarve Mai Hidisthiti, they have all gone away, and I am only in his heart. He is only in my connection. Yeah? He is full of my conception. Salvi Mahishi Sthiti. Our Guru Maharaj told once one disciple, a man who was an UP man, Kundan Lal, a caste who came from a respectable family of Agra. His eldest brother was a notable advocate, and the second brother was advisor to Governor Annalal. But they are all more or less some sort of devotee of Mahaprabhu. And the third brother, Kundan Lal, he was in connection of Manchester Guardian Patrika in London, 20 years as assistant editor. And when student, he went to study in Germany during the first great war of Kaiser. And he, at that time, played the part of a CID there, he told. That gentleman, when he came to take Harinam from our Guru Maharaj, I took him. Guru Maharaj was at Puri. From Calcutta, I took him to Puri. Guru Maharaj told, he took Harinam, and at that time he told him in Harikatha, the Krishna should be allowed to land, just as an army is landed by the navy, the army carried, and they are landed, and then fight begins, and then capture the country, Vini Visi, the Julius Caesar, as he used to do. So we have to allow Krishna to land in our heart. Then the fight will begin. The Krishna conception, what is the proposal of Krishna consciousness, and what others are giving their assurances from time immemorial. I shall give you this, I shall give you that, I shall give you so, such. And the Krishna consciousness will enter and say, the mind promise is this. The whole thing is mine, you are all trespassers. The fight will begin, and they are sure to withdraw, and the Krishna consciousness will capture the whole heart. The process is this. Anyhow to land the army. The Krishna consciousness only to land. See, to be allowed to land. Yadasvabdhamatkathasu. Anyhow from a sadhu, real Krishna consciousness, a bit of Krishna consciousness, should enter through the ear into heart. And he will make the whole thing required and what is necessary in future. Yadasvabdhamatkathasu. Anyhow, a little, a point of regard of Krishna consciousness. One who has imbibed, his life is ensured today or tomorrow. He's a thief. One gentleman told that that is our solace, that he is a thief. He's a thief. We have protected, erected high walls on all sides that Krishna may not enter, Krishna consciousness. But he is a thief. Anyhow, he is. The thief requires no invitation, no preparation for his welcoming. He will enter anyhow for his own interest. And that is our consolation, that he is a thief. The Maya has erected high walls on all sides, very strong, bullets, all these things for protection. But Krishna consciousness, nothing is sufficient for him. He is a thief. He is stealthy, he will enter one day. So jāta śraddha mat kathāsu nirvinna sarva karmasu veda dukkhātmān kāmān parityāgi upanishara. Understand that these are my enemies, but hopeless. The enemies within my house, my own persons are my enemies, hopeless, disappointed. But Krishna consciousness, not to leave him anyway. He will continue. In course of time, he will conquer. And the others, however closely related, in however private and well-protected room in our heart they may stay, they will have to go. Take leave from every corner of my heart. Krishna will conquer and capture the whole thing. He is such. Kamar hidajya. They are foreign things. They are only mushrooms. Like mushrooms they are come out. They have not permanent stability or root. Rooted to the soil. They are like so many sarala ke ki bale, bhashe,
ekula.
Soil? Sarala.
Sarala.
Jalir upore bhashe. That is, sarala is soival.
Moss.
Moss, whatever we have stored in our heart, we think that it is very, very near, that is already mixed with us, our own existence. It is everything, undesirable and mixed with our own existence. But when Krishna consciousness will enter, they will all float like mushrooms and they will vanish, they will have to vanish. After they are mushrooms, they are like moss. No connection with the soil. Only it is floating. It will be found. And all interests are floating. Not so much depth. Not in and out of our whole existence. Only Krishna consciousness has got its existence everywhere, in all parts of my existence and also outside. So these mushrooms and the mosses, they will have to vanish one day. Dhunati samadam Krishna sharirasya yathasarat. When Krishna enters through the ear, enters into the heart, pravishta karnaram dhena sanang bhava saruruham. It captures the lotus of our heart. Sanang dhunati samalam Krishna. Then it will gradually make to disappear all the doubts of our heart. Sharirasya yathasarat. Just as when the autumn season comes in, all the waters everywhere becomes pure. With the approach of the autumn, In rainy season, the whole water everywhere is impure. But when the advancement of the autumn season, the whole water becomes pure, purified, swachha, nirmal, darkless. So also, when Krishna enters, all the dust gradually
dispelled.
Sharidasya Jathasarat. Impurities gradually die out, vanishes, and the Krishna consciousness. Everything is mind. You are also mind. That is there.
এই প্রসঙ্গে আরেকটা কথা বলা আছে, সাধুদের কথা অন্তরের যে ডার্কনেস ডিসপেলড হয়, যেমন দিবায় সূর্য উদয়ে বাইরের অন্ধকার দূরীভূত হয়, আর সাধুদের কথায় হৃদয়ে অন্ধকার দূরীভূত হয়, তখনই কৃষ্ণের এন্ট্রেন্সের পক্ষে সুবিধা হয়।
That is Krishna katha through them. Sadhu, this carries the news of Krishna, But in the beginning, in the stage works something like, and then gradually he becomes more and more clear. And the first action begins through his agency. Agency, there are also different groups of his agents. First Sukriti, then Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, then Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha Ruchi, all these things follow. That stage by stage, the progress is stressed in that way. Ekhanake, who is here?
Bhakta Jeev.
Maharaj,
yes.
Sometimes you give another explanation,
yes,
about the soil in the heart. The soil in the heart,
yes,
and then the bij of bhakti which is planted in the soil. So sometimes you describe the soil as being faith.
In different ways, the same thing, in different ways it has been thought and dealt with. And you have the seed, or in one person or in the middle anyhow. The connection, the divine connection, is within suppressed. And some foreign power also of the same divinity will come. And if that I am there at the bottom, and you are like mushroom, or you are like moss, you are floating. You have come and you have to go, but I am there, sometimes suppressed, and again I have come to capture the whole thing. It is my own property. But your position is only temporary, so you have to get out from here. You are unlawful position. So you must get out. Gaur Hari Bol. তোকে কৃষ্ণকে বলো পাথর টাথর দিয়ে দিতে, বুঝলে? এই তো আবার তো তোমাকে যে জালে তার সঙ্গে যোগ করতে হবে।
হ্যাঁ, আমি কালকে ওনারা পৌঁছাবো না, আমার পৌঁছাবো।
আচ্ছা,
কালকে ওই বাড়িটার কি অসুবিধার জন্য এত খোঁজ নিয়ে
যাবো? আচ্ছা আচ্ছা, একটু প্রসাদ থাকে তো দিতে বলো ছেলে পিলের জন্য।
আমার ধারণা আর কি, ওনার মতো মহাপুরুষ নিশ্চয়ই জগন্নাথের মহাপ্রসাদ ছাড়া অন্য কিছু খেতেন না তিনি। এবং তারই ফলস্বরূপ আমরা প্রভুপাদের মতো মহাপুরুষ বা
মহাপ্রসাদ মন্দির থেকে নিয়ে গিয়ে রোজ খেতেন, বাড়িতে রান্না হলেও মহাপ্রসাদ তাঁর ভোগ দিয়ে খাবেন, প্রসাদ পেতেন।
নারায়ণী দেবী যেমন তিনি মহাপ্রভুর উচ্ছিষ্ট রোজ খেতেন, তারপর বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর ব্যাসবদারকে পেয়েছিলাম। মহাপ্রসাদের গুণ সম্বন্ধে আমি বলছি আর কি। আর অ্যাকশন কত রকম অ্যাক্টিভিটিস, এক তো জিহ্বা জয়, প্রপঞ্চ জয়, ইন্দ্রিয় জয়, একটা ফল যে কত সুদূর প্রসারী সেটা আমি বলতে চাইছি। আর প্রভুপাদও ঠিক এরকম কিং সিজনে আবির্ভূত হয়েছিলেন, মহাপ্রভুও ঠিক ওই স্প্রিং সিজনে আবির্ভূত হয়েছিলেন। তার বিলাপড বিভূতিকে তিনি সেই মনোরম চার্মিং প্লেজেন্ট যে ক্লাইমেট বা অ্যাটমসফিয়ার সেই সময় প্লেজেন্ট সিজনে তিনি পাঠিয়েছিলেন।
তাতে কি বলছেন, কি বলছেন তাতে?
আমি বলছি যে
মহাপ্রভু হি চুজ হিজ টাইম অফ অ্যাডভেন্ট এন্ড দি সিজন ইজ এ ভেরি গুড ওয়ান এন্ড অলসো পূর্ণিমা night, very good thing he chose for himself. And whereas he sent Gadadhar Pandit in the hot summer and also in the new moon, Gadadhar Pandit came out and also disappeared in summer season and in new moon, Amavasya. So empty. He took the fullest advantage from Gadadhar and sent him to the almost negative position. And Gadadhar Pandit gave it voluntarily to him. His very heart was drawn in by Mahaprabhu, Bhava, Kanti. And he just is like a shadow. Whole of his wealth has been snatched by Mahaprabhu, and the Gadadhar Pandit as a shadow running after him, as if his heart has been stolen. His wealth, all his wealth is stolen by a person, and he is quite dependent on him, and can't say. He is like a shadow moving after him. This is the type of Gadadhar Pandit. Radha Bhava Dvija Subhalitam. Both, the whole earth of Radharani's feeling, sentiment, mood, and even her laughter was taken by Krishna. But Radharani voluntarily gave all these things. I can't allow you to roll on the earth with your this body come in connection, but I shall circumvent it. Anyhow, that emptiness we find in Gadadhar Pandit, and like a thief he's running after Mahaprabhu as his shadow. But he is not poor, he is not poor. It is his wealth that has given Mahaprabhu such a dignified position that even some things superior to Krishna himself, the magnanimous Krishna. Magnanimous Krishna, the public Krishna, the public deliverer Krishna, at least for our interest. We are fallen souls. When Krishna has come with a general relief to us, we cannot but think that he is our very greater Krishna. So, Varadhar Pandit's contribution is that, that in the high summer and also in the dark night, Varadhar Pandit appeared here. But that does not mean that we shall took him, we shall underestimate him. So what is what? We have to inquire and understand and realize from all standpoints. So, your tiffin is ready. I dissolve here. From Mr. Vasanam Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Shivaji Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Sri Bhagavinda ki jai.
Jai Om Shri Krishna
Maharaj. Jai
Om Shri Jai.
Nanda Maharaj ki jai, Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Gaur Hari Gaur. Tasmin Sri Gurave Nama, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna.
Chaitanya Chandra and I may go to North Bengal for about 1 week.
You
should be here in a few days. Yes. He said he will come in a few days to stay.
A bigger path.
Maharaj, look at us once. Look at us once.
The light.
Thank you.